Sri Lanka has secured a $3 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund. The deal was nearly a year in the making and is some rare good financial news for the country. However, it still faces a serious economic crisis and has billions of dollars in unresolved loans. Menaka Indrakumar is a reporter based in Colombo, Sri Lanka, and she joins me now for more. So, Menaka, the IMF bailout is certainly welcome news. Briefly remind us why the country is in such bad economic turmoil.
Well, as you know, COVID hit 2020 in March, and then the country had to go to a lockdown. And gradually, the process of corruption started. And last year, March, April, people were feeling the pain and the struggle when they had to wait in queues to get basic essentials, and when basic essentials were not available in the country. And this is not something that started recently. Like many economists have said, that this has been going on for some time.
So then you have the IMF announcing these funds, a bailout to the government of Sri Lanka. What has the response been there to the news?
Well, it's very satisfying because a lot of things can be done with $3 billion, but now the concerns are how is this $3 billion going to be repaid, because it will take another 10 years maximum. So where are we going to get the money? But right now, when you look at the immediate effect of this, this is actually very helpful to sort out a lot of issues in the country. We will be able to export the essentials that are needed for daily life. And of course, we would be able to pay off a lot of things that were in pending. And this will help a lot of businesses to get back on track. Because a lot of private institutions, a lot of private businesses had to close down because of the economic situation. And this will obviously encourage foreign investors to come into the country. And there is a possibility that even the dollar value will decrease also. So this only happened today, and there seems to be a lot of positivity. But now people are thinking about the long run. And hopefully this will be a new dawn for the country.
And one of the conditions of this IMF funding is that the government will rein in corruption. Do you think they'll actually be able to rein in corruption?
Well, corruption is a part and parcel of this country. It is not something that happened just 4 or 5 years ago. This has always been happening. But this time it has come to light, and due to that, a lot of people are suffering. But if you hold them accountable, I'm sure the money that has left the country, not yesterday or today, but a couple of years ago, definitely would help this country even pay off all its loans.
So the people who are most impacted are everyday Sri Lankans. Do you think the cost of food and fuel and the long lines that you were describing, will this be addressed by this IMF funding?
Definitely, because we have something called the TUCs. The Trivial Association has decreased its fares. Generally, for a kilometer, it was about 120. Now it has come down to 100 rupees. Bread has decreased as well. And then some other essentials also have dropped their prices. So there is definitely price decrease in many essentials. But how long will it be, and how much are they willing to decrease their prices is the question, because 20, 30 rupees, it's not a big difference. There should be a bit more of a decrease so that people will be able to sustain themselves in the long run.
Menaka Indrakumar joining us from Colombo, Sri Lanka. Menaka, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.